The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are learning the laws of Trumos and Maisros that can be found at the back of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We are now up to Simen Dalad, Shnos HaMaaseh, the years of tithing. Previously, we discussed that produce that is grown in Eretz Yisrael, if it is in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the seven-year Shemitah cycle, then that produce would be obligated in Maaser Sheni. Whereas the produce that grew in the third and sixth year, that produce would be required in Maaser Ani. But what we did not discuss until now is how to determine which year the produce grew. Is it from the start, from the finish? And that's what we will discuss in this siman. Halacha Aleph, Gidulei Shana Rishona Lashmita, things that grew in the first year of the Shemitah cycle, Shnia, Revias, Chamishes, and the second, and the fourth, and the fifth year, Mafrishin Mehen Maisa Sheni. So we have to separate from them Maisa Sheni. This means that the food would have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, or at least redeemed onto money. Gidulei Shana Shlishis Vishishis, well, those produce that grew in the third and sixth year, Maaser Ani, so we would separate Maaser Ani from it. So now we're going to determine which year the produce is from. Halacha Beis. Tes Vav Bishvat, Hu Rosh Hashanah LePeros HaIlan. The 15th day of the month of Shvat, which we know as Tu Bishvat, is considered the beginning of a new year for fruits of the tree. Ketzad, how does this work? Peros shehegiyo la'onos ha-maisros. When the fruits have attained the degree of maturity that is referred to as onos ha-maisros, which essentially means that they are already edible, they're already considered in the status of being a fruit, Shelahem, of that particular species, Lifnei Tu Bishvat, Shoshana Shlishis, if they achieve that level of growth before the 15th of Shvat of the third year, Chayavim B'Maisa Sheni, so then they would be obligated in Maisa Sheni. V'im Higil L'Shir Zeh, Achrei Tu Bishvat, but if they only attained this level of growth after Tu Bishvat, Chayavim b'Maaser Ani, so then they would be obligated in Maaser Ani. Now he doesn't say this, but the similar principle would be true regarding the fourth year, meaning that fruits that attained the level of Onos Maaseros before the 15th of Shvat in the fourth year would be obligated in Maaser Ani, while those fruits that did not attain the level of growth of which is known as Onos Maaseros until after Tu B'Shvat of the fourth year would be required to give Maaser Sheni. So then he says in brackets, Mahi Onos HaMaaseros Ayin B'Shulchan Aruch. To figure out what is the precise definition of growth that qualifies to, so that we can consider a fruit that's now edible, it's now considered a full-fledged fruit, even if you're planning to have it stay on the tree longer so it could grow bigger, Ayin b'Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch will tell us the precise guidelines for that. Halacha Gimel. Aleph B'Tishrei, Hu Rosh Hashanah Lirokos Tfuah V'Kidnios. The first day of Tishrei, which is what we refer to as Rosh Hashanah, is also the Rosh Hashanah of vegetables, of grain, and of legumes. So when we said before that Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah of fruit of the trees, it was referring specifically to that. But vegetables and grain and legumes, the start of a new year would be on the first of Tishrei. Ketzad, how does this work? Yerek shenilkat lifnei aleph Tishrei shoshlishis. Any vegetable that was gathered before the first of Tishrei of the third year, chayav b'maisa sheni, we are required to separate maisa sheni from it because it is clearly from either the first or second year of the cycle. Nilkat acharei aleph Tishrei, if it was gathered after the first of Tishrei of the third year, b'maisa ani, then it is not required to separate from it Maiser Sheni, but we are required to separate from it Maiser Ani. Mashe Amarnu Shelakita Kovas. This that we said that we determine which year it is from based on when it is gathered. Kein Hu Bashulchan Aruch. This is the conclusion of the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh Omrim. There are others who say Shegmar HaPri Koveya, that it is when the fruit is complete, that's what determines when it is a new year, meaning it has nothing to do with when it is gathered. Because of Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish writes, Shiesh Lochush Af L'Shitazu, that one should be Choshesh. One should be concerned even about this opinion, which means that sometimes you would have to be Machmer, you would have to be stringent to assume that the produce is both of a year in which Maaser Sheni is required, as well as a year that Maaser Ani is required. Bitfuah v'kidnios, in regard to grain and legumes, kidnios hein kemo shezaron necho, here we are defining legumes as that which is eaten the same way it is planted, meaning that the seeds themselves are what's eaten. Hakoveya hu onas ha-maisro shalahen. The determination of which year it is based on their onas ha-maisros, of when they are mature and grown enough to be considered edible. So we already discussed fruit, we discussed vegetables, we discussed grain and legumes. There's one last article to discuss, and that is the esrog. Halacha dalid. Ha-esrog hino pri ha-eitz ha-yichidi. The esrog is a unique tree. The fruit of the esrog tree is unique. Shehalakita kovas bo kayerek. That the gathering, the time when it is gathered, is what determines it, just like a vegetable is determined. For ulam hayom hakoveya hutesvav bishvat kishar peros ilan. But the day that determines which year it is from is going to be the 15th of Shvat, like other fruit of the tree. Which means to say that if it was gathered before the 15th of Shvat of the third year, then we consider it to be still from the second year. And if it was gathered after the 15th of Shvat of the third year, then we consider it to be of the third year, which means that it would be chayiv in Maaser Ani. Now this is very unique, because that's not like other fruit of the tree, where we say that it doesn't depend on gathering, but rather it depends on the onus ha-maisros. It is also not like vegetables and legumes and grain, that we say it's dependent upon the first of Tishrei. In parentheses, he says, Bishar Pri Hadar, in regarding other citrus fruit, Safeku, there's a doubt about them, Im Nidun Ke Esrog Im Lav, whether or not they would have the same status of the Esrog. In other words, we don't know whether this uniqueness applies to all citrus fruit, or merely to the Esrog, and we would consider other citrus fruit to be like regular fruit of the tree. Halacha Hey. Hashana Hashvius. the seventh year of the cycle, Heichel Me'alef Tishrei, which begins on the first of Tishrei, on the regular Rosh Hashanah, He Shnas HaShemitah, this is the year of Shemitah. And during this year we say, Kula Hefker, that everything that grows is ownerless, Ve'ein Ba Lo Truma, Ve'lo Masros Klal, and there's no Truma or any types of tithes at all. Urei Baposkim, Me'imasai Misyachsim HaPeres Hashanah HaShviris, and look in the halachic authorities for a discussion of when to associate the fruits with the seventh year. Peros Shegodlu B'Steigoy, those fruit that were grown in a field of a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, V'Hayo Behem Meruach Yisrael, but there were Jews who piled up the produce, Chayavim Bitrumas U'Maisros, so then those fruit are obligated in Trumas and Maisros, even though it's the seventh year. V'lo Yivarech, however, no bracha is made, V'af Bishar Shanim Nogu Shlo Livarech, and even on other years, items that were grown in the field of a non-Jew, no bracha is made. V'dinam Kapera Shana Shishis, and the halachic status of those fruits that were grown in the seventh year are like those fruits that were grown in the sixth year. Shemafrish mehem maiser ani, that we have to separate maiser ani from them, but we do not separate maiser sheni from them. Halacha vav, bashana harivias ubashana hashvias, in the fourth year of the cycle and the seventh year of the cycle, mitzvas biur maisros, there is a mitzvah to destroy the maiser. Bishana Revius Mivar Miperos Umois Shoshana Rishona Shnia Ushlishis. In the fourth year, it means that we destroy those fruits and the money of the first, second, and third year. Ve'ein Sarach Levar Mishel Revius, but we don't have to destroy that of the fourth year. The source of this is the Yerushalmi, Huva Bachazanish, the Gemara Yerushalmi that's brought in the Chazanish. Ubashana Hashvias, and in the seventh year, we do the destruction of the produce and money, Mishel Revius, Chamishis, Vishishis, of the fourth, fifth, and sixth year. Kishem Mivar, when one does this destruction, a lovely Hisvados Vidui Meiser, it is incumbent upon him to declare the Vidui Meiser, V'imnorg Bismanase Vidui, and regarding the issue of whether today we still practice this vidui, donu haposkim, the poskim discuss, virabim poltrim, and many opinions say that one is exempt from saying the vidui meiser, v'chein das chazonish, and this is also the opinion of the chazonish. Halacha zayin, zman habir, the exact time of this beer, meaning the deadline, L'das HaShulchan Aruch Hu Erev Shvi Shel Pesach, it is the sixth day of the Yom Tov of Pesach. V'yesh Omim Shezmano Be'erev Pesach, and some say it's on Erev Pesach, meaning the 14th of Adar. Nizdamnu Lo Peros Achar Pesach, if one encounters fruits after Pesach, Yekayim behem miyad mitzvahs beer, so he should immediately perform the mitzvah of beer on them. Halacha ches, ketzad mitzvahs beer, how do we do this mitzvah of beer? So first of all, he says, chayef lahafes trumas or maestras mea tevel sheber shusa. Any tevel, any untithed produce that one has in their domain, so he would have to separate trumas and maestras from it. V'chein lahafrish chala, and he also has to separate chala from any dough or bread that would require it. V'elo sheyesh behen chovas nesina yitneim, and those which have an obligation to give it, to transfer it, either to a levi or to an ani, so he should do so. Polde koaton pidyon, he must redeem anything that requires redemption, meaning if it requires redemption because it's Maisa Sheni, or if it's Revoy, Umat Ba'os Ha Maisa Sheni Ve'Revoy Zarkun Li Amagado, and the coins with which he redeemed the Maisa Sheni or the Revoy, he should destroy by Zarkun Li Yamagado, he should throw it into the Mediterranean. Oh, Sochgan Vizoran Laruach Olunar, or he should crush them up and then throw them to the wind or into the river. But those coins cannot be maintained as is. Ein Lahashir Pruta Chamura Mi Maisrois Shanim Sha'avru. One may not maintain a Pruta Chamura, which means a coin with which there was a definite redemption made on it of a minimum of a pruta. He's not allowed to maintain that from the maisras of the past years. Bizman HaBir, after the time of the beer, which means that you must destroy these coins. Ein la'alan siman hasif beis. See later on when this is discussed in the next siman. So this is the mitzvah of beer maisras. Now there is another mitzvah that pertains to the produce of Eretz Yisrael, which is not discussed here, and that is the halachas of Bikurim. Bikurim is a mitzvah to take from the first fruits of Eretz Yisrael, min haTorah, and min Rabbanon, even those that grew in Syria and the surrounding areas, and to bring them up to Yerushalayim. Now the reason why it is not discussed here is because this mitzvah is not practiced at a time when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. Bikurim are only brought from the seven species of which the land of Israel is praised. Specifically, we are discussing wheat and barley, grapes, dates, figs, pomegranates, and olives. There is a machlokas rishonim, what happens if one would try to bring bikurim from other fruits. According to the Rambam, they would not have any kedusha to it. According to the position of the Ran, they would indeed have the kedusha of bikurim. Min haTorah, there is no minimum amount of how much bikurim one must bring. But the Rabbanon enacted that someone would have to separate at least 1/60th of the produce of his field. The practice is that a person would go out to his field and he would see the first fruit that had begun to come out on the tree, so he would attach a string to it in order to know which fruit were the ones that blossomed first. This way, when the fruit is ready to be picked off the tree, it can be brought to Yerushalayim. Once again, these halachas are not relevant today, but we pray for the day when the Beis HaMikdash will be built and we can perform the mitzvah of Bikurim along with the other laws of Trumas and Maisras properly according to the way the Torah prescribes.